E5, Savior of the Tomato. Early in our history, most Americans refused to eat tomatoes. They were convinced that the plant was poisonous. Perhaps some had eaten the tomato plant's foliage, which is dangerous. Europeans, on the other hand, had been enjoying tomatoes in salads and sauces from the time tomatoes were first brought back from the New World. Much of the credit for changing America's mind about tomatoes goes to one person, Colonel Robert Johnson. Having enjoyed the fruit in Europe, Johnson determined to prove to other Americans that their beliefs were in error. He made it known far and wide that on September 26, 1830, he would eat not just one, but a whole basketful of tomatoes. A throng of about 2,000 people assembled, convinced that Colonel Johnson was about to commit suicide. Johnson's doctor predicted that the colonel would foam and froth at the mouth and might incur brain fever and cancer. The local band played funeral music. At noon, Colonel Johnson took his first big bite, then another, and still another. Spectators screamed, and some fainted after each bite, but the colonel continued eating one tomato after another until the entire basket was consumed. Not until then would the doctor admit he had been wrong. The demonstration was a success, because by 1835, tomatoes began to appear regularly in American markets.